When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Teddy Mellencamp and Emily Simpson join the show. We talk about apology flowers, Monroe's inheritance, and my lack of commitment to Teddy's program. Wow, we really talked a lot today. We covered a lot. Too bad we can't repeat anything that we talked about this
morning. It's all confidential, so and nothing can be repeated.
So I have no idea what we're going to talk about, because everything was, you can't mention this on the radio, you can't mention this on the radio.
But, I actually didn't say that.
I did. She that was did. Me. It was me.
She did. But it's okay, because I want a update from Oscar, because as you know, ladies, you're aware of the speed dating, and then Oscar was matched with someone, Steve. And then Oscar went to, I want to say drinks, but he had one drink over 3.5 hours.
And it was a Shirley Temple.
Oh my gosh, that's what Shane drinks.
Your husband?
I actually like Shirley.
I like Shirley Temples.
Isn't that sexy? I'm like, I'll have an espresso martini. And he's like, I'll have a Shirley Temple.
Three cherries.
Yes.
Carcassonne.
So the last week they went to the Electric Owl. They had a drink date, which was one drink, and then they shared a beautiful romantic kiss in the parking lot on the cheek. And then you followed up. Did you follow up this weekend, or did he follow up?
I followed up yesterday.
Good. So you waited, was it 3 days?
Yeah. The date was Thursday. He texted him Sunday.
So Teddy, we discussed that he waits a few more days. And then he follows up.
Who gave the kiss on the cheek, though? Did you do
I did. So what ended up happening was we hugged. He walked away. I thought there was something missing. I ran after him, and then I...
Oh, you ran after him.
I kissed him on the cheek. Good night.
Hold. Okay.
You ever seen Love on the Spectrum?
Yeah. I do. I watch it. I love it.
I wish if you were going to run back to give the kiss, it may have been a touch more than
that's
a
what I
cheek
thought.
Kiss.
And a little ass grab.
Yeah, like, oh, this is what you missed. Yep. But what happened with the follow-up? And then I can dig in further.
So he texted back, because I had texted him, I hope you're having a great weekend. Are you free for dinner sometime this week? With the help of Shane and Jameson, of course.
Right.
And he texted back.
What about me?
We know about your behavior on the speed dating, so nobody wants your advice.
He texted back that although he had a nice time on Thursday, he's feeling more of a friendship connection rather than a romantic one, and that he'd be okay with hanging out as friends in the future.
Okay, that was very classy of him, because he didn't ghost you.
He didn't ghost you, yeah.
So I like that. Okay, he's a stand-up guy, telling the truth, fine. But you know what? You did well at that speed dating, and I feel like you should go back. But
not
I
with
wonder-
him, though.
Thank you.
No, not with him.
No,
like, but
to find someone new.
She means with you, Jeff, not with you.
Well, I'm open because it was fun. But I think we should go to a different city this time.
I agree.
We want a new pool.
Like Nashville?
You've already covered all of Los Angeles?
No, I've already had sex with everyone in West Hollywood.
Right.
So I feel like we need to go to the West Side, maybe.
Oh, I like that. No.
Brentwood, Venice.
But then they're going to be locationally undesirable to date, because you're going to have to.
It's 6 miles.
It's 45 minutes to an hour in traffic.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
For a Shirley Temple and a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
But Oscar, it's good. I think it's good that you're getting out there and you're dating. And I do think we should do speed dating again. Were there any other matches besides Steve?
No.
But how many guys did you talk to?
I talked to 8.
Okay. So there was, I think if we'd stayed a little longer, because the problem is there were so many guys there. There was 30 guys. And I think 8 is really the max, right?
Well, no, I stayed the whole time. I think the sheet went up to 10. But after a while, they were just very misorganized, I think, because it was just
Everyone got drunk and started like walking around.
Walking away. And I didn't get to talk to all the other cute guys that were there.
Did you respond after he said the thing about the friends?
Good question.
No.
Oh, you just left it like that.
I recommended that he say thank you for your honesty. Perhaps see you around soon.
No. He's got to give him a little zig.
No.
Something along the lines of
like you're missing out.
Like you're going to miss me.
No.
I bet I'll hear from you again.
As a serial dater, we should be reinforcing good behavior. And that person did the right thing.
They did.
And
I think
honest,
he just
and
needs
I think
to say, thanks for
too.
The honesty.
I think he did do the right thing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think he did good the luck. Right thing, but he may come back around if he sees that he's got another side to him.
We need to make him jealous.
That's what I'm saying, guys.
Post with someone really hot.
He's got to move on. You gotta
I
move
like
on,
that,
Austin.
Shane. Yeah. That's a great idea.
What did you say, Shane?
Do a hard launch with someone really hot. Be like, love my new bae with like a like.
No,
like
absolutely
find some, like...
do not say bae.
Mm-hmm. Well, he seems like a nice guy, right? And you guys had a good time. You talked for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I thought we had a great time. But I was telling Jameson this morning, maybe I wasn't very like paying too much attention to the date because this was the first guy that was just very interested in what I had to say, and he was extremely handsome. And so I was just glad that I was getting the attention, but maybe I wasn't paying attention to the red flags on the date.
Because we don't give him any attention here.
So did you ask him any questions, or he just asked you questions?
No, I did. We went back and forth. Yeah.
Then it's good practice. Like, you put yourself out there. It's like you hadn't been on a date in, like, a little bit, so it's good to, like, get out there and talk to someone.
When was the last time you had a date?
A while ago.
Because
probably,
you don't know the backstory is he has this bestie named Andy
who wears
sunglasses indoors and at night.
No,
and she's a huge cock blocker. I think that she wants him. And so she's very much in the way all the time.
It's not
and
true.
Follows him around everywhere.
Not true.
I blame Andy for all of this.
I'm going to have to meet Andy and then I'll make those decisions. But I think you have a bright future. You're handsome. You're funny.
Thank you.
You have all the things. But I think maybe you just got to show a little edge.
Agreed.
A little edge.
And I think he could have been more aggressive in that parking lot. Like a, you know, a dry hump at least.
You know what? A little bit of a chippy.
But, you know, live and learn.
Yeah.
You're figuring it out.
Yeah. No, I'm glad I went out. I don't regret anything. I don't regret the kiss. I don't regret going out on speed dating, going on that date. I don't regret it.
You realize that Jameson now thinks he's the authority on dating because he's so in love and he found his dream guy.
Was that's it through not, speed dating?
No. It was through Hinge. I'm always impressed and surprised when people are upfront and honest because it infrequently happens. Mm-hmm. So I always feel like we need to like reinforce that behavior and let people teach people that's how you should be treating
people. You're the expert now.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Is this the same guy as last time?
Yeah,
the one that didn't come to the show?
That's the one, Teddy. You had a great memory.
Guys.
Time for break.
I don't forget anything.
Wait, what was the show?
Well, Frank is better now, but initially he was a bit self-involved and he wasn't really participating in the Jameson events. He was participating in
as
the Frank.
As according to Jeff Lewis.
No, okay.
as according to
us.
Trace Amigas.
He
wasn't there.
Oh, he didn't come to the Trace Amigas
when
show.
When Jameson was hosting it.
But Jameson was hosting.
This is when the Trace Amigas were still Trace.
But to be fair to Frank, Jameson didn't actually invite him.
Yeah.
I didn't invite him. It was my first time hosting that and I wanted to just really focus on that.
You know what? I could have hung out with Frank because I was banned from the Trace Amigas show. So,
you were?
Yeah, I was not allowed to
go. This is how we bonded. Trauma bonding.
Wait, why were you not allowed to go?
I was not allowed to go.
Was this the one at Irvine Improv?
Yeah.
We were both asked
not to attend.
I'm glad it was a fun show.
Asked by who? Vicky? I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank God I made it on the list.
Yeah, you are.
Of course you did.
It was a
then you had her
show.
On the show.
It was a fun show. Sorry you girls missed it. It was, wasn't it great, Shane?
I mean, it was amazing. And
No, it was their farewell tour.
No, it's no longer. So.
Maybe one day there'll be a reunion.
Are they a one-hit wonder?
Now, last night, I went to the Abbey for drinks with Michael Beck and Patrick and Paul. And then guess who we ran into? Sutton Strack with her gaze. And
was she karaoke-ing?
She wasn't, but she was so funny because I'm like, hey, sit down. So she comes over and she was with her friend James, and they sat down at the table. And then she's like, I got to leave, y'all. She goes, I got to go cook dinner for my son. I guess he's home. And I'm like, hey, just kind of one more drink, Sutton. She's like, okay. Then,
did she pull out the ocean spray?
She did. She had something like that. It was like a pink drink or something.
Yeah, it's her grapefruit ocean spray.
She was funny. And then, but she kept saying, she's like, okay, I've got to get going. My son. I'm like, have him order Postmates. I mean, you don't have to go home and, okay, one more drink.
Meanwhile, her son is starving.
It's like, Mom.
And then we moved on. Then we talked her into going to High Tops from the Abbey.
Of course you did.
I don't know what time she got home because she ended up staying later than I did. But she's so fun. Do you ever go out with her?
Oh yeah, all the time. No.
I don't know. You're not friends with her. She's a good time.
She can be fun.
Yeah. So what?
Nothing.
How short.
I'm just being to the point.
You were never on the show with her, right?
Jeff the Shade. Yes, I was on the show with
her. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't think that either.
Yeah, I thought you were gone before she came. No.
On the show, and it was like the defining moment that Instagram or Twitter really wanted to come for me because I was pregnant at the table, and she said, you know, Teddy, it's not bad enough that you're pregnant. You're also boring. And then everyone's like, boring, boring, boring.
Oh.
And then that became the meme of me crying. Yeah.
Can we see that meme? I'd like to see that.
You know what? I really nailed it. And then my husband's so embarrassed. He's like eating a salad. He's like, are you crying because she called you boring? I'm like, no, I'm just crying. It's now because I'm pregnant. I can't drink at this shit.
So are you guys cool now?
Even though
she thinks you're boring?
No, because I think that we just don't communicate in the same way. Yeah, that's it.
Pregnant and boring.
You're actually not a bad, you're not a bad looking crier.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Don't you think?
She looks really
You're not an
there.
Ugly crier at all.
Your makeup looks nice there.
Thanks. Yeah. It didn't, you know, good glam. Yeah, it was fine. I mean, that was the last time that I was ever seen. Just yeah.
Now, Crystal Minkoff is coming on this week, and she's made it very clear that she wants an apology orchid before she comes on. So we have to send her one today.
For what?
I don't like that she's demanding an orchid.
She deserves one because I dragged her at BravoCon.
I'm sorry. Did you drag me at BravoCon?
No.
Oh, really? You didn't?
Are you? Did I say something?
Yes.
But I love you. What would I say about you?
Oh, you just came from my business, Jeff.
What did I say?
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, Shane, do you remember?
It was like a little quick aside about like...
Are you sure I didn't say? Because I said I've done that program.
Oh, you said it may create eating disorders, but it...
works. But it works. You didn't finish the sentence.
But it's effective. See, you got to finish. Let me finish my thought.
Eating disorders are effective.
Listen, guys, my point was I was like, listen, Halfin by Jeff. You love the program. And
yes.
But you always give me a little dig. You even offered to send me flowers, but I declined giving you my
Crystal
address.
Crystal wants them. It's
what did
fine.
You say to Crystal? What did you, or about Crystal?
I don't want to bring it up again because she's coming back.
Oh, so we.
I think he said she was boring,
which is a horrible insult.
Yeah,
we've learned.
I think something that she hasn't really that she hadn't really talked much, but now she did. I mean,
this
only season's
the first
been
episode
good.
Had aired, and she was
this
like, not
season's
in.
Been great for her.
Yeah,
like she went for Anne Marie. Do you think Anne Marie's going to come back? I'm going to say no.
I wouldn't think so by all that she shared on social media afterwards. Like, it seems like she's really trying to show who she... Like, she did something where she explained all these things that we didn't learn about her.
Oh.
And I think that that's kind of one of those first steps of, like, you didn't... Like, we didn't know anything about her past growing up, any of it. And, you know, I know it all now.
I see. Oh, so she felt the need to tell everyone via Instagram.
Wait, but do you think that's because she's not coming back or she is coming back?
Well, I'm thinking if they don't show any of your backstory on your first season, it's not a great sign.
Oh, okay. So you think, all right. You think,
I don't know.
Wait, do you mean because you think they know they're not going to bring you back, so they don't really care to have people personally invested because they're just going to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what I like about you, Emily Simpson, is that you become
there's
more,
so many things, though,
more of a bitch every season. This, I love it. Please tell me you're going to be even a bigger bitch this year.
She is. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. You know why? This is what happened. Every year I'm like, you know what? I feel like this is my last year. I'm just going to like sell my house and move. So then I'm like, I'm just going to treat it like it's my last season ever. I'm just going to go out with a bang.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, I don't give a fuck about anything.
I love it. I like that Crystal started standing up for herself. And I think you guys start off as really nice, classy, calm, rational women. Mm-hmm. But then you kind of just, after a while, you just lose it.
Well, you know, also it was hard for me the first two seasons. It was very difficult to navigate the show and Shane. Shane was not into it. He did not want to be on a show. He didn't want me to be on a show. And you know how hard that is to like try to film a TV show and then go home
and
try to
supported.
Navigate and not. And your husband's like, don't cuss, don't drink, don't do this. It was difficult.
And then Shane became a storyline because of that, because yeah. we could feel that tension right. between Shane and Emily, which mm-hmm. we didn't realize it wasn't because he didn't want to be on the show. Yeah. And then you just make up your own assumptions.
Right.
But now Shane's on board. I mean, he sets her up for popping off every week. I see him every morning.
He's like, probably liking those checks.
He's like, here, let me get everything all ready for you. Okay.
We need a new backdrop, iHeart.
And what is, okay, so first of all, what brings you two together is that you have launched a new podcast called mm-hmm. Popping Off. It's every Wednesdays, right? Wednesdays are new episodes.
Wednesdays, new episodes.
And you've been doing this for 4 weeks. I hear that the numbers are really strong. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then, Teddy, you and Tamara are forming your own little podcast network, from what I understand.
They have an empire.
So you have two teas in a pod, which is six shows a week or
five? It depends. So, like, today we'll have Kiki Barth on from Miami, and then we'll also do a Housewife Headlines. We'll talk about Potomac. Then we'll do the recap of Beverly Hills Reunion and Miami. And then we also have the flashbacks, which are, we talk about season one, season two, and the first season of Beverly Hills and Orange County. And we're going back in time. Like, we're about to get to Tamara's first season, season three.
But then you also have launched, I think, like four other podcasts,
two
right?
Jersey Jays.
Okay. With who? And who are the hosts on that?
That's Jen and Jackie from Jersey.
Okay.
And then we've got I, Por Favor with Alexia and Marisol from Miami. Mm-hmm. The Eds, which...
That starts today,
That
right?
starts today. I'm not actually even going to be on that one. I'm just a little... I'm like, please just have a couple drinks.
Who are the Eds?
Edwin Ariave mm-hmm. and Eddie Judge.
Got it.
Who together, when they are in the moment, are hilarious because they don't even realize that they're funny. You know the type where mm-hmm. they think what they're saying is really going to change your life. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So,
and there's a Traitors recap too.
There's also the Traitors recap because Tamara's on Traitors last season.
So you're building, you and Tamara are building your own podcast network under the iHeart umbrella, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is there six podcasts now?
I mean, I'm not good at math.
I think it's
but
six.
I'm good at cashing checks.
Yes, I think it's six. That's amazing. Congratulations.
We have a lot of fun.
And that's all because of the huge success of Two Teas in a Pod. So iHeart's like, what else you got?
Yeah, so because they keep hitting number one and our numbers are so high, people are wanting something every day. And it would be impossible for me and Tamara to do a podcast every single day. So we just brought in other people that could give additional information or fun recaps or whatever it may be mm-hmm. to fill that gap.
Do you guys do you're not in the same studio together, you do it from
sometimes we are.
Oh, you are?
Oh, you mean
like when we went to
when we filmed
it at iHeart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean the majority of the time I'm in my house.
We're on Zoom.
But how did you I didn't realize you guys were friends.
We started Tamara when I think when Tamara was on Traitors, stepped in for Tamara and filled in.
Oh.
And then Teddy and I feel like had really good chemistry yeah. together. So there were a lot of comments about like, I like you with Teddy, you and Teddy mm-hmm. are funny, you know, and I enjoy Teddy because you can banter with Teddy and that's what I need. Like, I've been married to Shane for 15 years. So like I like that sarcastic back and forth, and she doesn't get offended by anything I say. So
something the other day she was making fun of me about something. I think my roots or whatever it may have been, and she goes, or that I'm a know-it-all. One of the many things, but she goes, I love that like you don't ever get offended. I'm like, if you think that I could get offended by that, and she's like, because if, when I make those jokes to Heather Dubrow, she gets offended, and I'm like, yeah, I don't, I get it. Yeah. I'm in on the joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Consider the source.
I'm going to take a quick break. When we do come back, I want to talk to you about All In by Teddy.
Okay.
Because I'm going to defend myself here.
All right.
Because I don't know. I know that that ended up being a compliment at BravoCon. I know it did.
She didn't finish the sentence. It causes disorders, but I lost a lot of weight.
I think you could say you have no proof that it causes any disorders. And Teddy, maybe I shouldn't have come for your business. But in general, I wasn't offended.
I don't think I went for your business. I don't.
I just don't think you can say eating disorder and business in the same
sentence.
Okay.
And all not right. for nothing, you did send me an apology text and ask for my address to send an ARCID.
Did I?
Yes.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Let's talk about All In for a second.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm being very serious. For all of our friends, and we have a lot of them, that are on Mounjaro or Ozempic, here's the problem. When you go off of it, we want to keep the weight off. Not we. I haven't taken Ozempic just because I'm afraid of the side effects. You did it for a few weeks, right?
I did.
And you did not like the side effects.
No, it was awful. Like, it was hard for me to function.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those people now that want to get off Ozempic, Mounjaro, but they want to keep the weight off. All In is a great program to do that.
I think even if people are on something like Ozempic and they want to create a healthy lifestyle within it, something they can maintain, because the problem is it's, you know, Jackie on, you know, from our podcast was talking about, she's like, the problem is you take the shot and then you assume that it's going to work forever and then it doesn't. So if you create a healthy lifestyle, even while you're on it, then when you go off of it, the way that Emily did, like, mm-hmm. she is continuing to grow in her health journey.
Yeah.
I'm curious because you do a lot of exercise. Like, you're always exercising. When I took All In for 30 days, and I know you think, you joke and say it's half in by Jeff.
Yeah.
I was almost all in,
but
I wasn't half in, but I was almost all in. And I want to tell you, honestly, I never cheated except I did.
The two martinis at Craig's, I know.
I think I only had one.
You had two. I called Craig.
I had two. And by the way, it was like on day 28.
By the way, you only did 2 weeks, Jeff.
No, I did 30 days. That's not true. I did 30 days because I remember because it was a difficult program. But let me ask you this, Emily, because the one thing that Teddy did teach me is to get out and move like every day. Now, at the time, I could run on the treadmill. I can't do that anymore. But I walk every single day because it becomes not only routine, but I almost like feel, I don't know how you, because you're now very into exercise. Mm-hmm. When I don't do it, I feel it. And it's like not even just physical, it's emotional.
Yeah, I agree 100%. If I miss a day at the gym, like it messes with me mentally. I think about it all day. And I think that's because I've built up, I say it's not motivation. It gets to the point where it's just a discipline. You know, you brush your teeth every day. You go to work every day.
Some of us do.
I mean, some of us do. But you know, if you incorporate exercise in every day, it switches from motivation habit to just discipline. And that's where I'm at. That's why it's like if I miss a day, I go stir crazy.
But you also don't have to go at a 10 every single day. You could go on a walk one day, you go on a jog, you go on a bike ride, you can play pickleball. Like as long as you're doing something active, mm-hmm. you're going to feel better. And you're going to, like, if you struggle with anxiety or whatever it may be.
Are you a little less rigid than you were with me?
I am a little less rigid, and we have started three new programs, a running program, a strength program, and a mindset program. I am not the coach for the mindset program, just so everyone knows.
The reason I ask is because the two things I learned from your program were portion control and exercise. I didn't like what you were making me eat, but I would rather have less of something good. You know what I mean? Like you were giving me a lot of vegetables and salads and shit like that.
Giving you protein.
With no dressing.
No, I was not. You're turning this into something that it's not. You'd be like, can I go to Craig's and get the chicken parmesan with the blah, blah, blah? I'm like, you're welcome to get that. But then you're going to be mad tomorrow that you're not seeing the results.
And you would tell me what to order, which was great.
Which was something just as delicious. I'd be like, you can have the chicken paillard. Ask for the honey truffle oil on the side. Yeah. You can put that on. You can have the... I give healthy options.
I actually did really appreciate that because your camp would take a look. Like, I'm going out to dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. Here's the menu. Mm-hmm. And your camp would look at the menu and tell me what I could order. So that was actually kind of good.
So when you did it, did you communicate directly with Teddy?
I did, yes.
But I assume not everyone can because you can't be doing that all day.
No, I can only keep about 15 clients myself.
But I was a tough one. So I don't think she could have just given me to anyone.
It felt like a full-time job. And the other coaches on his team were like, I have PTSD from Jeff.
I would argue, I would beg. Do you remember when I would beg you if I could eat something or drink something.
No, it was never eating. It was drinking. And it'd be like,
true. That was hard.
And I was like, you just have to go 2 weeks without a drink. That's all it is.
I know, even if
you do a month, then after a month, you can drink once a week and then you start adding it in. But it's when drinking becomes.
I was almost there.
28 days. Is that where you got?
Yeah, 28 days.
No, day 12, he had his first drink. And then
I swear to God, I did not. It was late. It was late.
Jeffrey Lewis.
I promise you, it was not until
day
28.
Don't make me pull a Dorit and pull up the texts.
Really? Okay, you don't have to do it now, but I actually, I do want you to look at those texts because I really, in my head, think that I went to day 28, in my head.
I'll let you think that.
Okay.
Because
but I do
I'm all
see
about a
texts.
Positive mindset.
So you have the texts of me, like when I would send. Because I send him pictures
in
my
phone.
Underwear.
I don't have them.
Yeah, she makes you send pictures. Like, I don't know why she asked for naked, but
I was like, Jeff, please, front forward, don't put a sock on.
Good lighting.
But Megan sent you some pretty revealing pictures, I remember.
Guys, I don't remember everybody's photos. I'm not like scrolling in like, who's
she's probably breaching confidentiality by doing that. No one's going to want to send her photos.
You have a lot of dick pics in that phone.
Oh, yeah. So everybody's sending them naked. And you know what? The hot straight guys, a lot.
I feel like I want to do all in now so I can just send her naked pictures of me weekly.
Guys,
would you enjoy that?
By the way, most people send theirself in workout clothes. Jeff just chose to send naked photos.
No, I was in my underwear. But
tiny
white. You're right.
I was like, whoa, Jeff. Get a new pair. These are a little thin.
I did get new underwear since then.
That's
I got
nice.
New underwear.
That was 5 years ago.
Was he like in a studio and everything when he took the photos?
It was like he had, you could see the ring light around his eyes.
I thought you wanted him in the underwear. I really did.
Because
Megan told me, because she took him in her underwear.
You know what? To each his own, however you feel most comfortable sending them. But the,
it wasn't comfortable. I just thought that you were such a...
He was following
God,
the rules.
You're a dictator. And I just was like, shit. I gotta,
by the way,
I was afraid of her.
Nobody forced you to do it, Jeff. You actually paid me to do it.
That's
and
true.
And it worked. So let's...
So she makes... So what she does is you're on that scale every morning and she makes you take a picture...
Of the scale.
Of
you
the
don't,
scale.
Scale is optional.
I love the scale.
Scale is optional. You do not have to do the scale.
You have to. You want to know how much weight you lost.
Right.
Right, do but you, some people don't want to see their number.
Did you send like an extra invoice to Jeff at the end, like for pain and suffering?
No, but I also went on his show, his television show, where I had pain and suffering there too that then reminded me 6 months later when it aired. I was like, oh yeah, I did it with Jeff in person too.
Let's talk about, okay, let's make a left turn now. Let's talk about kids for a second. You've got now, how many kids do you have now, Teddy?
There's four.
How many you have now?
Well, there's five altogether, but three... My three with Shane.
Okay.
And then two older girls.
Now, I imagine, you know, growing up where these kids grow up, they get a little spoiled, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my kid, I took her to the new house yesterday and I said, hey, I just want to look at the primary suite real quick. And she's like, Daddy, I love your bathroom. I love the view. She's like, why do you always get the biggest room? And I said, because I didn't say fucking, but I'm like, I paid for it because I pay for it and I'm the dad. So she's like, I really, really want this room. I'm like, okay, Regina George.
Right?
I'm like, okay, Regina. I'm like, that's not happening. I said, that's not happening. You have a perfectly good room. And I said, and you have a playroom. And now she wants an art room, which I actually want to encourage that. She's like, I want canvases. I want easels. I want to paint. I'm like, cool. Yeah, we'll make you an art room too. But I told her, I said, look, Daddy's not going to be around forever. I said, if you like this house, it's yours, then you can move into the big room.
Oh, and so you just thought death was a good option to talk so, about versus like you have
that.
To work instead yeah. of you have to work for it and at one point no
I have to die. When I die you
you're
get
right. I should have said if you work hard you can buy
you'll be able to have whatever room you want or whatever.
But you're right. I was like, when daddy dies, it's yours.
You get it all.
Yeah. You know what? Keep up the good work, kid, and you'll have all my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's two big closets, which she really has her eye on.
She should stop asking for a sister if she's going to, like, if,
you're
that's,
right.
if that's her plan.
Yeah.
You're right.
She wants a
if
sister?
She wants everything.
Or she should have you just do a will now and, like, a little trust to get that organized mm-hmm. because she wants to make sure that she's the favorite.
I don't want to put her in charge of anything right now.
No.
I think she's a little young at 7.
Well, I get nothing.
You don't get, I don't think I get anything either.
I don't get anything.
I don't
care. What
are care.
You talking about? You don't get anything, like, from your dad? Is that what you're talking
I don't
about?
Think so. He likes to mention death too.
Yeah, I like talk about death a lot.
He'll be like, oh, I don't trust. Nah, none of you kids are getting nothing.
I'm fine with it. That's my dad. My dad's like, I don't want to kill your motivation. I'm like, okay, thanks, Dad. Yeah,
that's fine. I like working hard and causing problems. It's great for both of us.
Date nights. Do you still do date nights with Shane?
Yeah, we try to do them pretty often, like once a week, once every 2 weeks. We need date nights. Yeah.
Did you guys go to Costco recently?
Costco? That was the date night, yeah.
No.
It's not a date night.
That doesn't count.
It
That's
doesn't.
A chore.
That unless.
But if you peruse
Are
the
you
aisles,
having sex at Costco?
No, I'm not having sex
in
anywhere.
Car. In the car, maybe.
You're not having...
No, I'm just kidding.
So you guys will have dinner there at Costco, or you just...
Yeah, I love the hot dog. I'm a big fan of the hot dog.
$1,
yeah.
50 cents, the biggest hot dog you've ever seen.
Really?
But the problem is they don't have Coke.
That hot dog is all in by Shane.
That is, Shane likes the hot dog.
Do you do date nights?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
we do
how,
date
That's how you keep getting pregnant.
Well.
you gotta stop those date nights.
But we're more date days.
Oh.
We like to do date days. One, if I'm going to pay a babysitter, it needs to be during their waking hours. Like, it's really hard for me to justify, okay, I'm going to pay you while they sleep.
I see.
So we like to do date days. Plus, we like to do, I'm better day drinker than a night drinker.
Oh, okay.
So we just, if we're going to go and have a fun lunch and drink and then, you know.
Now, you still have your aversion to driving. Your fear. You have actual fear now. It's manifesting and it's worse.
Yeah, I didn't drive here.
That's so crazy.
Been here 20 times.
I did drive here.
How do you do carpool with the kids?
I walk them to the bus.
Oh, they take a bus.
They take a bus and they hate it. But I like this is our bonding time. We get to walk to the bus in the mornings.
Well, you
like,
could bond if you drove them to school too.
Yeah, right. With stressed and like
my hand at 10 and 2, all revved up, getting annoyed in carpool. The bus is like a mile from our house. It's a nice little walk. We all move our bodies. We have a little fresh air. And that is where they get to make fun of me because I can't do their math.
Now, I asked you this, where this comes from. You were in a very serious car accident when you were 18. Is that correct?
Yeah. When I first came out here, I mean, I don't know if we can say it was like very serious. I wasn't like hospitalized or anything, but I...
Scared you.
It scared me. And I had come from an island that was 12 miles long and we just zipped around. Then I came out here and I worked in the mailroom at CAA and we would have to do these things. They were called the runs. And it was like where you would take the packages and you'd deliver them to everybody's houses. And I got in an accident. And then after that, I was like always a little bit nervous.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'd be nervous driving with me. Don't you think, Shane? God.
I'd be nervous parking with you. I heard about what you did. I think you got like revved up in the parking lot with someone.
Where are you hearing all this shit?
I think one of your nannies works at Larson's.
That is so true. Which nanny? Okay. I know which nanny it is. What did she say about me?
I'm just kidding. She didn't tell me. But she's the one that outed me for having Dove when Dove was misbehaving. So
yes.
Now I just she's had to throw her nanny under the bus. She is. Yeah. We love her and she knows my order every time I come in.
She's smart.
Like, she's like, skinny Marg, tahini on the rim. I'm like, mm-hmm.
She makes the best martini. That's why I hired her.
Well.
Yeah. And she, by the way, is great with Monroe.
Because she's drunk. I'm just
kidding. It is easier to deal with children when you've been drinking. I mean, just to let you know.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.